Boker Tov, holding in Zayin Kislev, Siman Chav Gimel, Halacha Tezayin, to Halacha Chav Beis. So we were discussing the idea that you can't give an aliyah to someone that's not obligated. So another scenario is when you have what's called the Ben Eretz Yisrael, someone from Israel, and he's hanging out by the shul, which he's supposed to be davening with on Yom Tov Sheni, but he's not obligated to get an aliyah. So the Halacha, the kids of Shulchan Aruch, says you shouldn't call him. He showed up in Budapest, or the kids of Shulchan Aruch was, what's it called, Ungar. So you don't give him an aliyah. Now, if you did call him up, Kitzur doesn't say what to do. There's a major machlik. As the Yavit says, you should go up. Others say you shouldn't. Mordechai Eliyahu says you should. Definitely ask a shayla. Number Yudalit. Next halacha. When a blind person is in the shul, what's the halacha? So the minig is to call him up for an aliyah. And the reason why is because you don't have a problem with Vom Shabichtav Yatarosh Loimel Be'alpa, meaning you can't read something that's written by heart. Because the mice of the reader is reading it and he's being Moitzi Shomer Koina, the blind person. So that's the halacha. Now, the minig is even further that we're not medactic, we're not so exact when it comes to giving an aliyah where the person is a Talmud Chacham Aman Oretz, meaning a person that's ignorant, because we assume that at least he could read along with the Baal Kriya. According to the Kitzur, would seem very, very perplexing, and even other Achrenim have to give an aliyah to someone that's totally not whom that could barely read the Lashon HaKodesh. Tzorech Yun on that. Now we get to one of the most interesting halachas. What happens, you get your Baal Kriya, and someone gets an aliyah, and you show him where to lay, and where we're laying next aliyah, and he makes... says, Baruch Hashem Vayrach, Baruch Hashem Vayrach Le'olam Vayed. And then they notice, wait a minute, this is the wrong spot. So the halacha is like this. Even if we started leaning, if the place where I showed me, let's say I'm the Baal Kriya, and I showed the person, and it was the wrong place, but the right place was revealed, and it's past where the person was shown, not a problem. Because the Maisa, the bracha was set on what is going to be linked. However, if it's not, so then the halacha is, that means if it's either it's before or it wasn't revealed and you had to roll, which could happen sometimes when you have similar words, the halacha is that you don't have to say bracha again, but you have to say asher bracha ban, you have to say the bracha again, and you have to say baruch shem kvon b'chus olan omed because of bracha levatala. If you just said there's Bocha to Hashem, you could finish off from Deni Chukecha. Now, if the place was Taka before, but it is close enough that you could read three Psukim from there and just continue laning, that's still okay. Now, these are all challenging, and I don't think most people do this, but the Halacha Lamaisa is according to, that's what Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. However, I remember years ago, this probably goes back 20 years ago from my Rebbe Yashir on this, and he, the Maisa, said, no, you're making a Bracha on the Chesed Shatter, makes no difference. Even if it's not rolled to the right spot, or even if it's before. And the Maaseh, that's what the Sfaradim hold. And even Ashkenazim seem to hold similar to this Psak. So therefore, Halacha l'Maaseh, usually you would never have to make another bracha, because as long as a person knows what the laning is about and where we're laning, he doesn't have to repeat the bracha. Again, if you find Kiddush Shonach, you would. Okay, next. Every aliyah has to at least read three psukim. Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, all together between three aliyahs, you have 10 psukim. Why is it 10? Should be 9? The Mishnah Berurah explains that there's 10 psukim connected to Asal Mamosh and Nivoy. Fascinating. So you're thinking about the world being created. Now, the third aliyah usually gets the four psukim, as opposed to the first two, they get three. But the Evid, if you only length 9 psukim, that's again Purim. You actually use the only exception, you lay the Chatchila 9 Psukim, because that's where the Inyan, the whole story of Mechamas HaMalek finishes after 9 Psukim. When a person lanes, interesting halacha based on the Gemara Megillah, you're not supposed to leave over before what's called Parsha Stuma or Psucha. Parsha Stuma and Psucha means that the sections, the passages, are either finished off with an open sentence, or they actually get started, there's 9 letters space, and then starts off with the next sentence. The point is, you never leave over 3 psukim before the next, a new passage, because the person, it looks like the next person is getting an aliyah is not going to lay in 3 psukim. And the Gemara emphasizes the importance of having 3 psukim of Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael. Interesting concept. The same thing applies. So first of all, If a person did leave less than three psukim, let's say two psukim, so then the next person that gets an aliyah starts from those two psukim according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Interesting that some hold no, you should start actually three psukim back. And there's nothing to lose by starting a pasuk before. Now, when it comes to a parsha that only has two psukim, so not a problem to stop before. If there's what's called the piska be'emtza, what does that mean? It's like a break in the pasuk, in the middle of a pasuk. I think it's from in my head quickly. I recall about two places, and one of those places in Parshas Pinchas, was the Kitzur points out, it's in the middle of a pasuk. There's like a stoppage. It's like the end of a pasuk, but it's the middle of a pasuk. So we're not worried that the whole concern is a person might think, oh, this guy's gonna the next Aliyah is gonna start with. He's only going to lay in two psukim, but he's not, because first of all, no one's laying from the middle of a pasuk. So therefore, the whole concern doesn't apply. Also, the halacha is you don't start within three psukim of a passage. And the reason for that is because the person, let's say, who just came into shul thinks, oh, this guy only laid the guy before only laying two psukim, because that's what it looks like. And again, that's a concern. So therefore, if someone did finish and was within three psukim, so basically a person should make sure not to finish within three psukim at the beginning of a passage. If they did, then he has to again lane from the beginning. This will be a good question exactly with the lane meaning, depending on the previous machlokes. Now, here's an amazing similar halacha. We'll see a concept of going back on psukim, because the halacha is you're supposed to be mechaven. Try to make sure that you start with something positive and end with something positive. Now, most of us never, we just follow the book. But in truth, I mean, it was once in Toronto, actually, that Shrimp Shul, the Rebbe, there was Mamish, he was having fun. It was the most incredible thing to decide each Aliyah where to start, where to end. But the point is that you see that was the objective was, probably that's what it's hard for us to do that, so we have already a standard. But the halacha is not to start or end with something negative. Chasam Sefer, interestingly enough, was makpid even when you start schmoozing. Also, you're not supposed to end off an aliyah with something that someone did bad. Now, what happens? He listened to this amazing halacha. Ramot Chaliyahu writes that in by Sfardim. So here's an example: if you go to Parshas Emor and the Shabbos Mincha, so you lane the second aliyah starts off with Isha Zayinah V'Chalalah Lo Yikachu, which doesn't sound so positive. So by Ashkenazim, that's where we start off, because the first Aliyah was the first six psukim, Kedoshim Tila, but the Sfaradim actually go back a pasuk, and there's no reason why not to go back a pasuk. This way, you're starting off with something positive. Have a beautiful day.